Good morning. Today is July the 15th, 2026, Wednesday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you'll open with me to the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter number 11, I want to share a few verses with you this morning. Beginning verse number 25, Jesus speaking to his disciples, speaking to those around him that had troubles and trials going on in their lives, just as we do this day, beloved. At that time, Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants. For all things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." And verse 30, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You know, as I looked through the news last night as I got home after services and I read some things this morning as I got up early about the things going on around in this world today, you know, if there's one thing that this world surely does not have today, and that's peace. You know, there is no peace today, beloved. I want you to be sure to understand beginning that there is no peace without that of Jesus Christ living within our spirit and our souls. The Word says, come to Him. We need to seek Him. We need to desire from Him, not of anything of this world. We need to desire that we can have that peace. He says so clearly in verse 28, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You know, if there's one thing that we're short of with our busy schedules is rest for my tired body. You know, I look around and I see other people say that I could sure use some sleep today. I hear sometimes at my workplace. I hear others that may say, you know, I slept good last night, but I still feel tired. You know, if there's one thing that we have to truly have rest, beloved, within us, we have to have peace within us. We have to have that peace that is only possible through that understanding and that redemption of Jesus Christ our Lord. Verse number 29 says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest from your souls." I notice in my Bible that "you will find rest from your souls" has been capitalized, a very understanding, stern statement by the Lord Jesus Christ, that we need to be sure that we need to find rest for our souls. We need to find rest for the souls of those around us. The unrest, if you will, is what seems to dominate this world so much today. You know, verse 30, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You know, the Lord asks us, He even beckons us, beloved, to come to Him, bring our burdens, bring our petitions, bring all the things and all the needs that we have to Him today, and let the Lord work in those matters. You know, we can't do it on our own. I know in my life, I have tried and I have tried and I have tried, and I know as well that many of you have tried all your lives to get things accomplished, that it seems like every time you try harder, it seems that you fail further and further and maybe deeper into the problems that you have in your life. You know, I learned many years ago, and many have also shared with me through this ministry, we each need to just give it to God. We need to trust God. We need to place our faith and our confidence in the Lord God, and ask Him, our Lord Jesus Christ, today to help us to do and to be what He would have us to be. You know, we can't do it on our own, nor does the Lord God expect us. The Lord gives us that understanding again, beloved, in verse 28. He says, "Come to me, all you are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." May we seek the rest that Jesus has for us today. May throughout this day on this Wednesday, may God's will, may God's grace give us peace today. May it give our souls and our spirits rest today that we all need so very desperately. Father, today we come before you in Jesus' precious and holy name. And Lord God, we thank you for these words of encouragement, God, today that we have. These words that we hear, Father, today in our hearts. Lord, we would ask you today to just help each one of us to be able to receive, Father, that rest for our weary souls, God, that you may have for us. Father, we'd ask you to allow that to be indwelled within our spirit and our souls, God, in a way that we may carry that through this day, Father. Not of anything that we have the strength of, Lord, but because surely we don't have. But Lord, we seek your strength. We seek your might, Father. We also seek, Father, your rest that you offer to us this day. Lord, I ask you would be with all those today that may be listening, would ask you to bless the needs in their lives, Father. Lord God, I would ask you to bless their families. Lord, I would just pray today that you would allow them, just as you've shown unto me, Father, and unto us this day, I would ask you, Father, to allow us to have that peace that passes understanding. I would ask you, Father, to allow us to have that rest in our tired and weary souls, Father, this very day. For surely, Father, today we lift up your name. We offer you praise and glory, God, for all that you are, all things in our life, Father. We would just ask your peace and your blessing and surely your rest, God, to be upon each and every one of our souls. For today we come and we pray in that name that truly is above all names. Today we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm.